It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. And today, winding up the week by talking about a subject that's very important, and that is understanding and walking in God's authority. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said this in verse 18, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" I want to talk to you today about authority. It's a word that carries a lot of weight. Have you ever been in a situation where someone exercised authority over you? Maybe it was a police officer who stopped you for speeding. Maybe it was a boss who gave you an assignment that you had no choice but to complete. You see, authority impacts every area of our life. But the most important authority of all, the most important authority in the universe, is the authority of God. And Jesus declared that all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Him. And if Jesus has all authority, then we have to understand His authority. We must submit to His authority, and we must walk in His authority. Let's take a deeper look today on Fresh Oil at what the Bible teaches us about the authority of Jesus and how we, as His disciples, His followers, should respond to it. First of all, the source of true authority. Before we talk about exercising authority, we need to ask ourselves, where does true authority come from? See, the Bible teaches us that authority, all authority, comes from God. The Bible makes that clear. Romans 13:1 says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." This means that whether it's a government, a pastor, a teacher, or a parent, anyone with authority has received that authority from God. The highest authority is found in Jesus Christ, friend. Matthew 28:18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." That's what Jesus said. And since He has all authority, it means He's the final say over our lives, the decisions that we make, our future, and even the forces of darkness that would try and come against us. I want you to imagine a soldier standing before a four-star general, and the general doesn't need to argue or prove his authority. That soldier knows that his orders must be obeyed. Now think about this. If earthly authority is respected, how much more should we respect the authority of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings? Do you acknowledge God's authority today, friend, in every part of your life? Are there areas where you'd say, "Keith, I just struggle in this area of surrendering to the authority of Christ"? So many times, our heart wants to run our life, and we have our own ideas of the way we think things should go, and we resist the authority of God. But the first step in walking in God's power is to recognize and submit to His authority. The authority of Jesus over all things. You see, since Jesus has all authority, let's look at some of the areas where His authority is demonstrated. Did you know Jesus has authority over creation? I love the story in Mark chapter 4 and verse 39. The disciples were in the boat, a storm arose, and the Bible says this, "And He arose and rebuked the wind, and He said to the sea, 'Peace be still,' and the wind ceased, and there was great calm. See, the wind and the waves obeyed the voice of Jesus. If he can give a command to a storm, he can command the storms in your life and speak calm to whatever you're going through today. The power of a word. Jesus spoke to the storm. You ever notice when a teacher walks into a noisy classroom and simply says, shh, or be quiet? Suddenly the whole room falls silent. Why? Because one word carries power. I want you to think about how much more powerful is the word of Jesus, who spoke the universe into existence. Jesus has authority even over sickness. In Matthew 8 and verse 16, it said, that evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who were sick. See, Jesus' authority, it extended to the healing of the sick. Nothing was too big or is too big for his power. Jesus has authority even over the demons. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, he said, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. You say, Keith, he said that to his disciples. Well, I'm a disciple too. I'm a follower of him too. Even demons tremble at Jesus' name. If we belong to him, we have authority over the enemy through the name of Jesus. What storms in your life do you need Jesus to calm today? Are you walking in that authority that Christ has given you over the enemy? So many times we just tolerate the devil and we let him wreak havoc in our lives. And God is saying, why don't you speak to the storm? Why don't you speak to the devil and just tell him you have no authority here? Walking in God's authority. It's not enough to know that Jesus has authority. We have to learn how to walk in it. You see, authority comes through obedience. In the book of James, chapter 4, and verse 7, it says this, submit yourselves, therefore, I've always taught you, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will run from you. See, many people want power over the enemy, but they refuse to submit to God. I hear people all the time say, the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you, but that's not what it says. It says submit yourself to God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. The power comes from the submitted life to God. A police officer has authority, not because of his personal strength, but because of the badge he wears. It represents the government backing him. I spent 23 years with the police department, and I learned the power that is there behind that badge. As believers, we carry the authority of heaven, but we must stay under God's authority to exercise it. Authority comes through faith. We just did a teaching this week on faith. Matthew 17:20, this is what it said. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Friend, faith allows us to walk in the authority that Jesus has given us. See, this week we've been talking about faith on Fresh Oil, and even though today's subject topic is authority, it's still on the subject of faith. Are you fully submitted to God? Do you believe in the authority of Christ enough to step out in faith? You see, when we trust in Jesus, we can walk in his authority with confidence. The authority to make disciples. Jesus didn't just say, I have all authority. He gave us a mission. In Matthew 28, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. See, the authority of Jesus empowers us to boldly share the gospel with those around us, to make disciples, to be a light in the dark world. I think of a king's ambassador or a president's ambassador. An ambassador represents their country in a foreign land. They speak on behalf of their leader. And as disciples, we are ambassadors of Christ. We represent His kingdom on earth. We're authorized to speak His truth and to bring His love to the world. Our world is hurting today, friend. It's in desperate need of the gospel. Are you using your God-given authority to share the gospel? Who is in your life today that needs to hear about Jesus and they're waiting on you? Let's talk today in conclusion about living under God's authority and living in the authority of God. Let's summarize first what we've learned today. First of all, we learned that Jesus has all authority. He has authority over nature, He has authority over demons, and He has authority over His church. His authority is over all creation, sickness, and even the enemy. We must submit to His authority before we can ever walk in it. You see, friend, through Christ, we have the authority to make disciples and to advance the kingdom of God. God has given us a mission. He's called us to go into this lost and dying world and to reach them with the good news of the gospel. Are we using that authority? Or are we sitting on our hands, waiting for someone else to do it? My friend, will you submit today to the authority of Christ in every area of your life? God wants you and I to walk boldly in the authority that He has given us. I want you to imagine that you've just moved into a new house, and you've been given the key to that home. A simple object, just a shiny little key, but it holds immense authority. With this key, you have the right and ability to enter your home, to unlock doors, and to access every room. That key represents the authority that's granted to you as the owner of that new house. Now I want you to consider a situation where a friend comes to visit and they need to enter your home. You're going to be gone and they need to come in while you're not there. And so what do? You give them a key to the house. You don't just tell them about all the features of the home. You say, hey, to get into my house, you're going to need this key. And by giving them that key, you're granting them the same authority, the power to unlock doors, the power to explore the house, enjoy the comforts of the home because you're not there. And it's the same way when God gives authority to believers. It's like He hands us the key to the kingdom of heaven and the power to act on His behalf. Believers are granted authority through their relationship with God, just as someone who holds a key is granted permission to enter the home and to take action within that space. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And this shows the authority that's been entrusted to believers to act in God's name and to make decisions that align with God's will to influence the world for the kingdom of God. Thank you for joining me this week as we've talked about faith and the authority we have as believers. Walk in grace.
Fresh Oil is pleased to announce the release of Keith's book entitled The Grace Revolution, available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook edition. In his book, The Grace Revolution, Pastor Keith Manley shares the gospel of God's grace, giving us a radical shift from performance-based religion to the life-changing power of God's amazing grace. Pastor Keith also released a study guide, helping the reader to explore the grace of God and how life-changing it can be for the reader. To get your copy today, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley, The Grace Revolution.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.